Lesson 65. Numbers 20 and 21. Introduction. After almost 40 years since leaving Egypt, the Israelites rebelled against Moses and Aaron because of a lack of water. The Lord directed Moses to bring forth water out of a rock. The children of Israel rebelled again when they were not allowed to pass through the land of Edom on their way to the Promised Land, and instead had to travel a great distance to go around it. In response to their rebellion, the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people. He then instructed Moses to set a brass serpent upon a pole and promised that those who looked upon it would be healed. Suggestions for teaching. Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. Moses smites a rock and brings forth water to quench Israel's thirst. Invite two students to read the following scenarios aloud to the class. Ask the class to listen and ponder how they might respond in each situation. Number 1. While preparing a talk for sacrament meeting, you receive impressions about what you should say. After you give the talk, a member of your ward approaches you and says, "Thank you so much for what you said today. You are an amazing speaker, and your words were exactly what I needed to hear. I am so grateful to you." Number 2. A friend who accepted the gospel because of your example says, quote, "You changed my life. Because of you, I am happy and have direction and peace in my life," end quote. Besides thanking these individuals for their kindness, what are some possible ways you could respond to their praise? Point out to students that in both scenarios, their actions brought blessings to another person. Encourage them to ponder how they could respond in a way that could bring additional blessings to that person. Invite students to look for doctrines and principles as they study Numbers 20 that can help them bless others' lives in circumstances like these. Summarize Numbers 20, verses 1 through 3, by explaining that after nearly 40 years since leaving Egypt, the Israelites camped in the desert of Zin. While there, Miriam died, and the Israelites once again rebelled against Moses and Aaron. Invite a student to read Numbers chapter 20, verses 4 and 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for why the Israelites rebelled. Invite them to report what they find. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Numbers 20, verses 6 through 11. As they read, ask two other students to portray Moses in these verses. Invite one student to act out what the Lord instructed Moses to do in verse 8, and ask the other to act out what Moses actually did in verses 9 through 11. In what ways were Moses' actions different from the Lord's instructions? What phrase in verse 10 shows that Moses and Aaron took credit for providing water for the Israelites? Invite a student to read Numbers 20, verse 12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Lord's response after Moses smote the rock. What did the Lord say to Moses and Aaron? Help students understand that the phrase, "to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel," meant that the Lord wanted the children of Israel to know that it was He, not Moses and Aaron, who provided the water for them. What did the Lord say the consequences would be for Moses' and Aaron's actions? Why do you think the Israelites needed to understand that it was God who provided the water? Invite students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals a truth they learned from this account. Ask a few students to share with the class the truth they identified. Students' responses may vary, but they should identify the following truth. The Lord desires that we help others see His power and influence in their lives. Why is it important to direct others' attention to the Lord's power instead of to ourselves? In addition to the two scenarios we discussed earlier, what are situations in which we might be able to help others focus on the Lord's power and goodness instead of on ourselves? Encourage students to look for how Moses directed the Israelites' attention to the Lord and His power as they study the rest of Numbers 20 and 21. Numbers chapter 20, verses 14 through 29. Israel is not allowed to pass through Edom, and Eleazar is made high priest when Aaron dies. Summarize Numbers chapter 20 verses 14 through 29 by explaining that Moses sent messengers to ask the king of Edom if the Israelites could pass through his kingdom on their way to Canaan. The king of Edom refused to let the Israelites pass through his land, and he sent an army to ensure that they did not. Invite students to read verses 28 and 29 silently to discover who died at this point in their journey and who was called to take his place. Who died at this time? Who became the high priest in Aaron's place? Numbers 21. Moses raises a brass serpent on a pole to heal those bitten by poisonous serpents. For a dramatic effect, quickly pull a toy snake from a bag, or display a picture of a poisonous snake. What would you do if you were bitten by a poisonous snake? What are possible cures for poisonous snake bites? Before class, put a picture of Jesus Christ into a box and label the box Snake Bite Kit. Show students the box and tell them that inside it there is a cure for snake bites. Explain that as they study Numbers 21, they will learn how the cure for snake bites relates to us spiritually. Explain that because the Israelites were not allowed to travel through the land of Edom, their journey was more difficult. Invite a student to read Numbers 21 verses 4 and 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Israelites felt and responded because of the difficulty of the way they had to travel. How did the children of Israel respond to the difficulty of journeying around the land of Edom? Invite a student to read Numbers 21:6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened because the children of Israel spoke against Moses and the Lord. Direct students to verse 6, footnote A, to help them understand that the word fiery means poisonous. Invite a student to read Numbers 21 verses 7 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the children of Israel did after they had been bitten. Whom did the Israelites first turn to for help? What did the Lord tell Moses to do to help the people who had been bitten? What did the people need to do to be healed? Write the following on the board. Poisonous serpents equal sin and its consequences. How do you think sin is similar to being bitten by a poisonous snake? What could the venom of sin do to us if we do not get help? Ask students to guess what is in your snake bite kit. Open the box and show the picture of Jesus Christ. Display the picture Moses and the brass serpent. Whom and what was the serpent on the pole meant to point the people to? The Savior's suffering and his atonement. According to verses 8 and 9, what did the children of Israel need to do to be healed? Based on this account, what must we do to be healed from the poisonous effects of sin? Students' responses may vary, but make sure they identify the following principle. If we look to Christ, He will heal us of our sins, pains, and sicknesses. Write this principle on the board. To help students understand this principle, discuss the following question. What are some ways we can look to Jesus Christ so that we can be healed of our sins, pains, and sicknesses? Write the following scripture references on the board. John 3, 14 and 15, Alma 33, 19 through 22, and Helaman 8, verses 14 through 15. Explain that these scripture passages help us better understand the account of the brazen serpent in Numbers 21, verses 1 through 9. Consider inviting students to write these cross-references in their scriptures near the verses. Note, using cross-references. A cross-reference is a scripture reference that can provide additional information about and insight into a passage being studied. Cross-referencing means connecting scripture references that help explain a doctrine or principle or some other element of a scripture passage. The cross-reference you use as part of your lesson should enhance students' understanding of a scripture passage and not merely restate truths that students have already identified. Divide the class into three groups. Assign each group to read one of the scripture passages on the board, looking for what it teaches about the account of the brazen serpent. After sufficient time, invite one student from each group to teach the class what they learned. Then discuss the following questions. Why do you think some people refused to look at the brazen serpent? Why do you think others chose to look? What is required for us to look to the Savior to be healed of our pains, sins, and sicknesses? Invite a student from each group to share his or her feelings about Jesus Christ's power to heal us from our sins, pains, and sicknesses. To help students understand one way we can apply this principle and look to Jesus Christ for healing our sins, pains, and sicknesses, invite them to look again at the picture of Moses and the brass serpent. What did Moses do to help the children of Israel be healed? How does the pull with the brazen serpent relate to the principle on the board? Invite a student to read aloud the following principle by President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, Jesus Christ has prescribed a very clear method for us to repent and find healing in our lives. The cure for most mistakes can be found by seeking forgiveness through personal prayer. However, there are certain spiritual illnesses, particularly those dealing with violations of the moral law, which absolutely require the assistance and treatment of a qualified spiritual physician. If you wish to return to full spiritual health, see your bishop. He holds the keys and can help you along the pathway of repentance. End quote. Why is it sometimes necessary to get the help of a bishop or branch president as we look to Christ for healing of our sins, pains, and sicknesses? Invite students to consider what they need to do in order to look to Christ to be healed from the venom of sin. Encourage them to make a commitment to look to the Savior so they can be healed from the effects of sin. Summarize Numbers 21:10-35 by explaining that after the children of Israel were healed by looking to Christ, they defeated the Amorites and the people of Bashan who fought against them. Testify that if we will look to Christ as the children of Israel did, we will be given the strength to overcome sin and face the challenges before us.